This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for the Falcons report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your weekend. It is Mother's Day. Make sure you take care of Mom on Sunday if you haven't already. Also, coming up, we're going to talk about our Braves, who are in Pittsburgh for a 3-game series after winning the series against the Reds.
And I don't know if we're getting them at a good time or a bad time. They're feeling shame because their skipper just got. They fired their manager who's been dealing with, an underachieving team, I guess the ownership feels. We'll talk to Grant McCauley about that. Drake Baldwin's super clutch moments, both with the glove and the bat last night in the extra inning win.
Yeah, it was good, man. That's on the way. Also, more conversation about what's going on with our Falcons because today the rookies were on the field. Along with the undrafted free agents, by the way. So we had our drafted guys and then the undrafted guys. It's about 40 guys that were on the field altogether. But everybody is wondering, again, what Jalen and what James Pierce Jr. are looking like, Mike. And, you know, I thought Raheem Morris, who addressed the media today before they started, most of this stuff the rest of the way is going to be classroom and, you know, educational stuff because they're getting them ready for camp. This is all building up to veterans next time they get back on the field to be there. Then it's OTAs. Then it's mandatory mini camp. Then it's training camp. And then, Mike, it's go time. So all of this stuff is going to seem like it's happening pretty quickly. And then next week, don't forget, the schedule comes out for all the NFL teams. And Mike and I will be talking plenty about that. And we can't wait to see what it looks like. But here's Raheem Morris. And I thought this was the most important thing because we've talked a lot about this, what he's about to say. When you draft these guys, you got to play them. There's no reason to wait. There's no reason to sit them. And Raheem Morris, and Mike, I don't know if this is because maybe it was different last year or maybe they just sit in the building, hey, we're going to play our rookies. But he was asked about this today, and I thought this was the most interesting thing he said because, again, I think we got at least 3 starters that we drafted this year, and there are guys that we don't even know about from last year's class that are coming off of injury. Here's Rod talking about playing the young guys more.
I think we got some guys in here. Like, we got, you know, make no mistake about it, we're going to have some real intentionality of playing our rookies this season and getting those guys in the grass and giving them an opportunity to play a significant amount of football for us, and we really look forward to that.
We got some intentionality. I like it. Look, as you said it, you didn't move heaven and earth to get James Pierce Jr. to have him sit there and be situational. Third down. He's got to
play.
Like, and if he is, then something's wrong because both these guys got to step in. Jalen Walker, you saw what he was able to do against the elite teams. Guys got drafted ahead of him that he abused for Texas at offensive line. So he's ready to do it at this level. And again, it will be a battle because he's now going up against veteran tackles. Big advantage in some cases with experience and size. But this guy's got a motor we know isn't just not going to quit. But yeah, you've got to get these guys. Carl, the rookies have got to be integrated. If Pierce doesn't have, I don't know, do you have a number in your mind? because I don't want to see this epic. No, all due respect to Arnold Ebiketie, it's not a knock on him. Ebiketie was a second rounder. He isn't a guy that we moved our second and a first rounder to get. Pierce has got to have impact.
He's got to have impact. The word Ra uses there, and listen, being intentional means we have all intent purposes of playing guys that you may think, well, why are they playing him? Look, there's nothing wrong with going young. Mike, the idea is...
We did it in 16.
Correct. Play the guys who give you the best chance to win, but also if you go that route, it gives you a lot of flexibility financially because a lot of these guys are still on their rookie deals.
Right.
So part of it is we've turned the roster over and now we've gotten to a point where, hey, we don't have a lot of vets that we can look at and say, all right, he's penciled in, he's penciled in. I think there are going to be a lot of interesting battles at camp, which is something else we haven't had in a while. Not only for secondary, for linebacker, and then you talk about the edge and playing time and snaps. Like, all of a sudden now, you're creating this competition, and that's why Ra, I think, today, saying, hey, we are going to play rookies a lot more this year. I'm fine with that.
And look, it's a real tough break for a guy like Braylon Trice. I mentioned this earlier. You know, he's going to have a hard time, getting on the field with Jalen Walker out there. You know, and you think about the other guys in the linebacker corps. I don't know. A guy asked me the other day, what's Troy Anderson going to do? Hopefully contribute. I mean, he's a guy that, if the good news is, Carl, we've not got the depth. We went back, we looked at the 16 roster, and that's the last time we played in the Super Bowl. And you have all these guys, depth complemented by rookies, established veterans in the interior, complemented by Debo and Keanu Neal and Devondre Campbell. We're hoping we're going to have that same thing and see Ruka Roro really take. See, that's another thing. While we're talking about Pierce, they moved up. People don't forget that. We moved up in the second round, and at the time, the feeling was Ruka Roro was a early third, maybe late second. So he's also got to have an impact too, Carl, in this defense.
No, he does. He played more than any other rookie last year. I think it was 7 or 8 games. But
on IR for a while,
correct.
Too.
Once he got injured, that certainly slowed his progress down. I've said all along, I may have a little bit more confidence in that than Mike. We'll see how it plays out, but they really like what they saw last year with Rook, Aro. Here is Coach Ra also talking about Jalen Walker's makeup. And I brought this up earlier, guys. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I'm looking out on the field. And again, this is shells, it's helmets. We're not going full bore yet. But I'm saying to myself, Mike, can they push each other? And if they can, this could be a tandem that people are going to have to deal with in the National Football League. Because if Jalen's able to push James and James is able to push Jalen and be like, look, I'm going to outdo you today. And I'm going to do more than you today. And I'm going to get more pressures than you today. And I'm going to get more sacks. If that healthy competition can grow, then this maybe turns into something special. But Raheem was asked about Jalen Walker's makeup. And here's what he said today before these guys hit the field.
Jalen Walker is a sharp man. He's got a dad that's been coaching him for however old he is. You can tell it's all over his body, it's all over his core. When his parents and his brother walks in the building, you can see the serious demeanor in the family. You can see this is a well-coached man before he even went to college. Mm-hmm. And when he got to college, he got some of the best coaches in the world from Kirby and those guys. And like, I talked to him about the leadership and some of the growth that they brought to that program with that class that they came out with. They should be very proud of and how they did it and how they went about their business. Because you have some very unique Falcon fit type people in that class.
He said he sees, I don't think it's a surprise, Jalen Walker, this is him projecting. He didn't say, I'm making this, but he was like, I could see him as a future captain of this team.
Right. Carl and I know you guys heard us tell you this, and you heard the interview. We had people giving that immediate impact. They heard the same thing. Guy's just a winner. Guy's got that it factor.
Yep.
He's got that, he's that dude. Now, again, sometimes that might mean he sounds like it. Maybe James Pierce will be the bigger star. We have no way of knowing. But it's hard to not expect Jalen Walker to be that dude that Ra's talking about.
I agree, Mike. I really do. 404-726-0929. Again, I'd love to tell you I saw this, that, and the other. Not a lot to report. They went through a lot of drills. And then, again, a lot of this stuff is going to be getting them prepped and ready as they continue to move forward and what the expectations are as they continue to move forward. A couple other NFL news and notes, Mike. This coming down, the Bucs have officially signed Shiloh Sanders.
Oh, okay.
To a 3-year, $2.9 million deal. And now he gets the chance to go prove it. So Shiloh was undrafted, right? He goes to Tampa, and Mike, that's interesting. So the Bucs, they sign him to a 3-year deal. We'll see, what that ultimately turns out to be. But you're seeing a lot of guys around the league, guys, again, you're slotted.
Right.
You're negotiating bonuses and other things, but the money's the money. So the Saints, as Mike mentioned, signed a Calvin Banks kid out of the University of Texas. That's the kid that Jalen, when I asked him about going up against him, he laughed because Calvin Banks went before him in the draft at number 9. He signs with the Saints. It's a $27 million fully guaranteed contract, $16.8 million signing bonus. But that's a guy we're going to see in this division a lot. Right.
And hopefully we get to see Jalen abuse him like he did twice against Texas, against those Longhorns. We also saw today, and this was to be expected with Shedeur Sanders getting on the field up in Cleveland, some video today. I mean, all eyes on him. And immediately, he looks very accurate. So it's like,
oh, really?
I had to laugh. Really? Local NBC affiliate of Cleveland. Shedeur Sanders, very accurate throwing the football. Okay. Well, yeah, nobody's trying to kill him, but I mean, it is practice. But yes, we can hit guys in the hands. But Andrew Berry, the GM, talking about it in an interview on The Fan in Cleveland on Friday, saying that he looks good. And again, what's the intention here? He says, quote, "I know it leads to a lot of conversation and interest in the media, and externally, understandably so. But for us, we always talk about tuning out the external." Good luck with that.
Yes, not happening.
Because now everyone's wondering, you know, why did you even waste time on Dylan Gabriel when everybody wants to see him just leapfrog him immediately in that pecking order?
They should have. Look, they're going to give him a shot. We'd be silly to not believe they are.
But what RG3 said, we played that audio yesterday.
It's legit.
You did add a layer now on a level that he's not, that other guys that were drafted don't have to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, quick question, though.
Yeah, what's that?
So, Cleveland?
Yeah.
Just posted a video of Shedeur in rookie camp. Could he potentially show enough in rookie camp that they feel the need to bump him up and give him more?
Yeah.
In terms of reps?
You're talking about in front of Flacco?
Well, no, in front of just Dylan Gabriel.
Dylan Gabriel. Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Flacco thing's interesting.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Because if you're Cleveland, you don't want to get off to a slow start, right? You're hoping he gives you the best chance to win. But if you're telling me that he outplays Dylan Gabriel in camp and, like, he becomes the second guy, that's very possible. And then it's just a matter of time, let's be honest, at that point. Because we know Flacco may not even last the entire season, guys.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.